It's series two of The Unprofessionals. Hello there. You're listening to episode one, and I'm your host, Simon Jay. As this is a pre-recorded radio programme, the producers will now cleverly edit in an applause sound effect. They love me! The people love me! On the subject of love, that seamlessly brings me onto the topic of the episode. Romance. Ah, romance. What could be lovelier than those first few moments of attraction over a shared bowl of spaghetti or some other more creative cliché which doesn't directly plagiarise a Disney film? A definition of romance: the ardent emotional attachment or involvement between two people, or one person with a good pair of binoculars, some Vaseline and an extra large pack of Kleenex, with the aid of a tall tree. Perhaps that's all modern romance is nowadays: an attractive, misleading photo posted onto the internet, an intoxicated experience in a club with a gash hound who claims to be an actor, or a brief encounter in a quiet car park at 4 a.m. because the government's university bursaries just don't cover my lifestyle choices. On the show today, we'll be exploring romance through a variety of short skits, as well as asking the ever-well-informed public their thoughts on this whole love malarkey. One of the most important things to remember about romance is that it can also be used financially in business. You can probably even get a degree in it nowadays, knowing our educational system. Hang on, I'll just put the tape in.
Romance is the greatest deal in business. It can result in the receiving of stock for absolutely no price whatsoever, which can then be resold for a greater profit. In order to secure such a deal, you must first find a person who is sexually attracted to you and hang around with them for an obligatory amount of time. When you think the deal is on, say the empty air-headed words, "I love you," and you should expect jewelry, electronic devices, and frequencies, all of which can be sold for a healthy profit. Sandra is one talented businesswoman. She has been courting Jeffrey for just over 2 weeks now, and today she pushes for the closing deal.
"I love you."
"Do you really?" "I think I love you too. In fact, that reminds me, I've got something for you. Hang on."
"It's a necklace. Relatively good condition. A bit of wear and tear in places and looks to be only fool's gold, but I'm sure buyers won't notice. This must be worth at least £50. Thank you." "Oh, and, I love you."
Sandra then went on to sell this at an auction, and whilst she only got £30 for it, £20 less than the estimated price, that was still a £30 profit with no risks whatsoever. She later reasoned that she could probably draw in more revenue from a bigger investor, and so terminated her relationship with Jeffrey. Danny is not so lucky. He has been courting Jenny for over 6 months now. She's moved in with him, and yet he's still on the verge of his big break.
"I love you. Really, I do."
"Oh, that's terribly sweet of you. Can I buy you lunch?"
Despite Danny's persistence, his partner is only buying him a meal, something which is far more difficult to flog.
"Anyone want a spaghetti bolognese? £3 and I'll throw in some parmesan, because I like you."
And his sales tactics in front of his partner have cost him dearly.
"I think we should go our separate ways."
"Cancel our contract?"
"Yeah."
Today we've taken to the streets of Bournemouth in an attempt to find out the public opinion on romance. We've asked several passers-by a variety of questions. Firstly, how would you define romance?
Not as good as sex.
"Well, the suicide deterrent, mainly."
"It's like an excuse for a free meal, isn't it?"
"Well, Kelly, if you're listening, it's not sleeping with your boyfriend's dad of 2 years together. I think there's a message in that for all of us."
"Romance is that glorious first week together. The rest is just obligation."
"A good hard narrative in prose or verse that tells of the adventures and heroic exploits of chivalric heroes."
Anything else?
Nothing else, no. After that, you need nothing else. Not a bath, not a dog. A man needs nothing more after that. Oh, bum fumbles. I tell you one thing, Blood, I ain't getting my girlfriend a Valentine's Day card. That's like, well, gay.
Romance, coming soon.
Oh, God, a romance? Why can't he produce a tragedy for once?
So it was that the Celts were invaded by the Romans due to a love of theatre and a lack of correct pronunciation on the part of their leader's aide.
Hello, John.
Mrs. Dorset! You startled me. What are you doing in my quarters?
Waiting for you, John. I've been waiting here all night. Shut the door. Do you remember when we hired you, John? You had no qualifications, no farmhand experience, no prospects. And yet I saw the promise of a hard worker in you. My husband didn't believe you were an investment, but I persuaded him otherwise.
And I'm very grateful for that, Mrs. Dorset.
You haven't shown me any gratitude, John. I've gone out of my way for you. When you work hard, I reward you. I gave you tonight off, didn't I?
You did, Mrs. Dorset.
And this is how you repay me. Come closer, John. I want you to take off my blouse, John.
Please, Mrs. Dorset.
Do as I say, John. Good. Now take off my skirt.
Do you promise not to tell Mr. Dorset?
I promise, John. I don't want him to know of this either. Now, I want you to take off my stockings.
Oh, they're so soft, Mrs. Dorset.
Put them on the floor. And now, take off my bra. That's right. And John, I've been lenient tonight. But if I ever catch you wearing my clothes and strolling around the grounds again, you're fired.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Until just before you spoke to me, I didn't. Actually, I'd like to take a picture of you so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas.
Was that a pickup line? Please, just answer the question.
I can't. You've blinded me with your beauty. I'm going to need your name and number for insurance purposes.
Oh, come on. That wasn't even any good.
Wait. I just realised you look a lot like my next girlfriend.
Oh, please. Come on, Barry. Let's try down the road from here.
In this modern metrosexual age, you think it would be acceptable to be mates with another grown man. Instead, it's necessary to go out sharking for tail and use phrases such as banter and chunderlad. What was once simply a light, teasing repartee is now just a badly covered excuse to call another person's mother fat. But what is bromance? Is bromance just another name for the relationship between a grown man and the body of a little boy in his freezer? No, it almost definitely isn't. Perhaps it's just another name for the suppressed homosexual desires stifled by private schools and traditional sports institutions. Or just an innocent form of, banter. Perhaps these two sporty-looking chaps can help us out. I do realise visual humour doesn't tend to work on the radio.
Bromance. It's the friendly respect we have for each other.
Bromance.
That's what he said.
Bromance.
Yeah.
Bromance.
Because we secretly want to shag each other.
What?
Don't deny it, Joe.
I think you may have misjudged our bromance, Sam.
But I love you, Joe.
Right.
Just kidding. Banter!
Nice one, bro. True homophobe, lad.
And they both lived happily ever after on planet Burbage. Stay tuned for part two of The Unprofessionals.
She is divine. She is passion. She is elegance. For every man, there is one woman. And without it, she is nothing. It's in her smile. It's in her eyes. It's in her eyes. Someone get a wet cloth. It's in her eyes.
It's all right. I found some water.
Ah! Every perfume defines every woman, and she is
clumsy by Dovzhenko.
Danny's your typical floppy-haired English stereotype. Zoe's your classic, predictably hot American teenage girl. One day in foppish upper-middle-class London, they found each other.
You're just perfect for me. Let me take your shoes off. Ah!
Danny loved feet, but Zoe had none.
Does it bother you?
Where are your feet?
Feet can't be that important.
Oh, but unfortunately, they are! What I want! Introducing the greatest laugh-out-loud rom-com since the Richard Curtis Scott classic, Splashing Juliet.
I'm the regionally accented comedy relief character, and what I want to ask in this misleading and frankly poorly edited trailer is the question, why did you leave her, Danny?
Let's just say she couldn't meet my standards. She was so that she had no feet for me to lick. No, wait, not Lotta.
This summer, Danny must decide his passion or his peculiarity. It's the film everyone's going to be talking about. I'm stumped.
This film was funded by the Postmarital Sex Religious Organization. Any sexual deviance are the words of Satan.
Are you hideously ugly? Do you smell like a butcher's dustbin? Do you have an urge to post photos of your flaccid genitalia onto easily accessible and security-lacking websites on the internet? Does your obsession with cats render you unable to forge an actual relationship in real life? Face it. There's a reason you haven't got a date. Here at AdultFreakFinder.com, through a succession of tactical lies, we can find you a loved one too. Watch our advanced deception tutorials, become best buds with Photoshop, and turn that spot into a sexy nipple. Take your profile pic from an angle so they can't see that tumor on your chin. Why not use a photo from 1994, when your hair still had roots? Speech impediment? Not a problem. Keyboards don't have lisps or father issues. Think that collection of varnished roadkill is a turnoff? Just don't mention it. If you were never gifted with looks in the first place, then don't fret. With our new Photoshop app, we'll give you the facelift you could never afford, what with spending your life earnings on high-quality cat food. Don't worry, your dates won't exactly be Brad Pitt either. If they try to walk away, just start crying, and one of them is bound to crack. And if that doesn't work, set them alight. Fire will burn away the judgment. It's easier to love when they're ugly too.
Terms and conditions apply. AdultFreakFinder.com holds no responsibility for stabbings, rapes, fire-related injuries, or abortions. For ChildFreakFinder.com, please email PaulGadd at SaucyBoyBoy5@gmail.com.
More love, more relationships, more marriages, more unwanted children. How long can you keep your deranged tendencies suppressed? No one can see the knives when you're behind the keyboard.
Hi, I'm Chester Bloomingfall. In the new series of Chester's Romantic Festering Feasts, we'll be having Duck for that special someone in your life. With a twist, of course. You see, I started with a duck, but ended up with a shark. Simple recipe, you take a duck, stuff it into a turkey, ram your turkey up a pig, and then thrust it into a shark. Crazy thing is, it tastes like chicken. I bet you can't wait to sink your jaws into that, eh? Normal food is a thing of the past. Why on earth would you want to watch a show about that? Chester's Romantic Festering Feasts. 8 p.m. Channel 4, Tuesdays.
Man is the greatest living organism in the universe. Man came. Man saw. Man conquered, and here he is today.
Hello!
You will unleash the beast into the wild.
Oi, oi, sweetheart.
Hello to you too, sir.
Bernard? Is that you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are those tits?
One more word, and this stiletto is going to enter some unfortunate places, laughing boy.
Let the world know you for what you truly are. You are, without a doubt,
Gender Confused by Dovzhenko.
Welcome back to The Unprofessionals. It's now time for Heartwaves, the part of the show where I talk to some callers looking for love. First up is Sandra. She describes herself as alone, 50, and a potential mistake.
Okay, I'm not picky, but there are just a few things I won't stand for. I'm not looking for a man who keeps his pet ferret in the bedroom. I'm not looking for a man who keeps his pet ferret in the bed. I'm not looking for a man who finds a loophole in monogamy in a biology textbook. I'm not looking for a man who gets me fired from the pet shop, put on a wanted list and banished from my hometown. I'm not looking for a man who sacrifices an animal on my front lawn, smears its guts across his naked body and screams a Celtic war cry for the duration of the EastEnders omnibus.
And what are you looking for?
A meat eater?
Right, well, not completely sure what just happened there. Anyway, the next caller is Mary. She described herself as a 52-year-old housewife. That's it. Wow.
Hello. Well, basically, I have been having some worries about my husband.
Mary, this show is for people looking for love, not relationship counselling.
Please, I need some advice.
What seems to be the problem?
John turned 50 not too long ago, and I think it started then. He bought a new impractical sports car, started shopping in trendy clothes boutiques. Large sums of money from our joint account began to inexplicably disappear. And he's spending a lot of time away on business trips with his attractive young PA. His clothes often smell of perfume, and the other day I found an empty condom wrapper and a Travelodge room key in a suit pocket. I questioned him about them, and he looked sheepish and said he didn't know where they could have come from. I just don't know what to do. Am I right to be suspicious?
Well, yes. Ah, well, Mary seems to have hung up there. I'm sure she's fine. You see, that's one of the problems with romance. You get caught up in that sticky situation known by most as sex. If you're the sort of person who enjoys 2 minutes of pleasure followed by 5 minutes of apologies and 3 hours of crying, or are easily offended, be warned the next section involves acts of lovemaking and poor acting.
Ugh.
Ugh. Oh. Oh, wow. Well, this is actually all right. Ow, ow. Okay, that's the hair. Best not to mention it. You might think I'm into the kinky stuff.
Left, right, side to side. That's it, Benny boy. You're a pro. Oh, no, is she? That was definitely a wince. Keep going. Don't want to lose it. Ah, another wince. Maybe I'm actually too big for her.
Are you okay? You were just wincing. Is it hurting you? Jeez, I'm sorry. This has happened before.
No, it's not that. Your watch was just caught on my hair.
Oh. Okay, good.
Yeah, his penis is so large it's leaving a big imprint on my cervix. In fact, if I look down, I can probably see the outline nearly busting through my skin like some kind of sick porn remake of Alien.
Oh, this pillow smells like cinnamon. That's an unexpected bonus. Bonus.
Actually, wait. This thing has hurt girls before. Who was he having sex with? 10-year-olds?
Wait, I should probably be looking into her eyes or something. Girls love that.
Oh, no. Can't he keep his head down there? It's much easier. Great. He's still looking at me. Well, I guess a little ego boost can't hurt.
Yes, knew that would turn her on. Oh, yeah. You like that? Like it like that? Do you?
Is that rhetorical? Does he want an answer?
Okay, shouldn't give her too much of a good thing. It's much easier physically if I rest my head down here anyway. Cinnamony, too.
Okay, good. Now his head is back to the basic, too drunk to hold himself up position. So much easier when they can't see you. No faking it. God, I really should stop seeing this guy.
Oh, no. No. Slow down, Ben. Come on, not yet.
Wow, this is going on for a surprisingly long amount of time. I really did have him pegged as a Roger Bannister kind of guy. Roger Bannister. 4 minute mile? I'm so funny. Maybe I should sell that joke to a comedian.
Carl Stromberg, Hugo Drax.
Is he looking into the headboard? That's weird.
Come out, Khan.
What did he just say? That was strange. Some kind of primeval moan. This needs to end now. Maybe if I just grind.
General of Max Zorin.
Ben.
General Kozkov. Brad Whittaker. Ben?
Oh, my goodness. Is he saying the names of Bond villains? At least someone's enjoying themselves. Does he know he's saying them out loud?
Fran Sanchez.
Yep. Definitely Bond villains. And in order too. So, who's next? Let's see. Sanchez is from... License to Kill. So next should be 006. What's his name?
Alec Trevelyan.
Oh, yes. Wow. He really doesn't realise he's saying these out loud. So after that should be Tomorrow Never Dies. Actor was Jonathan Pryce, wasn't it?
Elliot Carver!
Yes. Wow. This is the most fun part. So next would be The World Is Not Enough. And, Electro King. His little boy is going to come unstuck when he remembers the next villain was an attractive woman. Battle stations, get ready.
Renard!
Renard? Wasn't he played by Robert Carlyle? He came on Renard. What about Electra King? She was gorgeous. Jeez, if I'd have thought of her more, maybe I would have had more luck.
Did you enjoy that?
Doctor, no. How was your first kiss?
In a word, hairy.
Sorry, what? How was your first kiss? Hasn't happened yet, has it, Edward? It can't, considering that although he's a vampire, he's not going to eat your blood or harm you in any way. Or kiss you, or do other things to you.
Come on, Bella. I told you I have to resist my urges.
What about my urges, Edward? I've got needs. I want you to show me your new moon. I want to see you sparkle.
It went well until the lights came on and I saw it was my PE teacher.
So?
Do you mind if I,
If you... That was nice.
I really like you.
What do you, like about me?
I like how you have very well-developed hips.
Okay, what else?
You like to talk dirty, don't you?
Maybe.
Well, you have very nice, slightly above-average size breasts. They feel very soft in my hands. If you don't mind the sturdy material of your brassiere. You are very skilled with manual pleasuring.
Sweetheart, maybe... Let's just not talk. It's hotter that way. You're really hot.
Oh, Oh. Okay. It's just...
Jesus Christ. What?
It's just I find you so attractive. I can't wait to...
Sorry?
I can't wait for the coitus to begin.
Okay, you really need to shut up. Maybe if we put your mouth to better use.
Okay. You didn't like that, did you?
No. Get out.
Oh, God! They're dead! They're all dead!
Yep.
What were they thinking? Nuclear war! They destroyed everything. All those people. Billions gone. And now... it's just us. Oh, God.
Yeah. So you know that time you said you wouldn't go out with me? Even if I was the last man on Earth?
Get away from me.
Brilliant.
Know if a boy slash girl likes you.
Oh, I don't care for those lady boys personally.
They don't fart back.
Well, after a few weeks of poking each other, the guy will usually super poke me. That's when I know he's really interested. Then we actually meet each other for the first time.
When you wear that underwear, that's what guys do, right? You wear your girlfriend's panties and thongs, right? Everyone does it, don't they? Right? Right?
They conveniently forget the safety word.
Shoe finally lifts that restraining order. It can take a while, but perseverance will get you everything in the end.
If Facebook tells you they're single, then they must like you, right?
He say, how to pay here for, then after you tell him, he take you back to his place or nighttime car park.
So, I hope that clears that up for you. It certainly didn't for me. If anything, I'm now more confused and pessimistic than ever. But hey, that's one of the many unfortunate symptoms of the L word. Love. Not lesbian. Unfortunately, we didn't have time for the celebrity midget obstacle course where members of N-Dubs attempt to win a date with Elizabeth Fritzl. What a shame. Romance is a date in the park. Eyes meeting across a crowded room, the use of flowers and serenading, not your reflection in the blood of a dead pensioner. It's that sparkle of interest between two people, the potential for a lifetime of happiness together. Or maybe it's just a facade fueled by an animalistic need for physical affection. Either way, I'm getting paid to be here, so I don't really care. I'm Simon Jay, and I'm going home to gorge myself on half-price Thornton's chocolates and cheap vodka in my flat. On my own. Tune in next time, if you can be bothered.
Credits?
You've been listening to The Unprofessionals. The show starred Adam Hicks, Simon Jay, Henry Fosdyke, Darren Britton, Chloe Cook, David Roddick, Sophie Petzl, and Aaron Ferguson. The show was written by George Banks, Scott Castle, Benjamin Christmas, James Cottle, Joe Devine, Peter Fellows, Henry Fosdyke, Will Hahn, Adam Hicks, Jake Holdsworth, Simon Kinnear, Scott Payne, Matthew Reynolds, David Roddick, Maxim Sirokopoulos, Mila Tokola, Josh Vince, Owen Watts and Lizzie Williams. The show's directive assistance was by Mog McIntyre and it was produced by Will Hahn and Christopher Pike. The head writer was Peter Fellows. The Unprofessionals was created by Scott Payne.